Well, howdy neighbors. Hey, good morning, everyone. We are live today from Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. The second annual Cattlemen's Congress is underway. And boy, what a tremendous show. Year two is, really building on the success of last year. With us today, the chairman of the board, the steering committee, if you please, of Cattlemen's Congress, Gerald Callahan from Express Ranches. Gerald, thanks for being with us here this morning.
And, glad to be here.
And let's talk a little bit about, you know, a year ago. If you were, you know, if you remember back to a year ago, could you imagine 2022 happening?
Well, you know, a year ago we found out several shows were canceling, the National Western in Fort Worth. A group of us contacted Tyler and the staff at the OYE and the fairgrounds to see what dates were available, and everybody pitched in and worked hard. In a matter of about 60 days, we stood this show up, and everybody that came loved it pretty much, and so they asked us if we'd have it again. And so we fast forward to this year. The turnout's been awesome. The shows, the sales that have happened so far have just been superb. You know, the sale last night was Denim and Diamonds. They've had a National Gelvy sale. They've had, of course, the Bases Loaded sale was out at the Heritage Place. The sales, the turnouts have been, I think they showed over 300 junior Hereford heifers yesterday. They're showing over 300 Angus junior heifers today. The Hereford Pens show is going on right now. Mm-hmm. The Angus Pen show will be going on in the Performance Arena, Pen and Carload show tomorrow. And so the turnout's been really, really good.
You know, everything we're hearing from the breeders, from the CSOC folks that came last year, they lacked so many things compared to the National Western.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, Oklahoma City is very welcoming, and they want to have the event here. The accessibility, you know, I-35, I-40, I-44 run into Oklahoma City. The motels, the restaurants are affordable. They're glad to have people here. This is a big facility. It's been nice to be able to work with the state fairgrounds because this is one of the larger facilities. That's why there's so many horse shows and other venues here, events here. And so we felt lucky that we had an opportunity here to book it at this time of year. And, of course, Oklahoma is a welcoming place. They love livestock. You know, if you take Oklahoma and Texas combined, it's about 24% of the national beef cow herd in the United States. So we're close to the cattle, and Oklahoma's kind of a crossroads for the cattle industry. And so we feel like it's somewhere that cattle people want to come, and cattle people want to have sales and show their cattle.
There's about, six or seven of these type of venues around the country through the course of the year. Why is a show like this so important to the purebred industry?
Well, you know, you got to get out, and you know, everybody is trying to make improvements. So they want to look and see how their livestock stacks up and competes. And then they want an opportunity to invest in and purchase bulls, females that will help their own herds at home. And so the exhibition of cattle is something that's been going on for a long time, and I think it's something that will continue for a long time, because everybody's trying to make genetic improvement in their herd. No matter what their goal is, they're trying to improve their herd. And so the way that you do that is by finding genetics to add. Mm-hmm. You see in how your genetics and what your cattle look like and how they stack up against the competition. And then I think as this thing goes on and grows, you'll see a bigger and bigger commercial context to it, and we'll see more and more commercial cattlemen come in and buy bulls. Like this afternoon will be the National Angus Bull Sale this afternoon, and I think you'll see more and more people coming in to purchase bulls, females, to improve their herds back home.
This type of a show brings in literally 40 plus states.
Yeah, I don't know exactly, but I'd say we have about 40 states and some Canadian cattle. We have some international component. We have some international guests. Of course, as we all know, there's been a little problem with COVID and people getting here from some countries. But I think over time, you'll also see a pretty good size international component. Yesterday, one of my good friends in the Angus business from Argentina was here taking in the show. And so we do have international guests as well.
When you know, think about the show this year, the economic impact for the cattle industry. You know, we'll talk about the economic impact of Oklahoma City with Tyler here in a few moments. But for the cattle business, there's a lot of business going on.
A lot of business going on. Just like Bases Loaded on Tuesday night, it did $1,550,000, I believe.
Wow.
And so, you know, that income stream is important to those producers that consign to that particular sale, and it's their lifeblood. You know, they've got to have some cash flow to keep their operations going. And so, you know, there'll be, you know, I don't know what the number will be this year, I'd be guessing, but there'll be $10, $20 million worth of cattle that get sold it here through the auctions. And then there's a lot of private treaty business that goes on. There's a lot of cattle get purchased back in the barns, one breeder from another. And so, yes, that economic activity is the lifeblood of a purebred operation.
And our friends, our cattle producers all across Oklahoma and our adjacent states, southern Kansas, out in the Texas Panhandle, Missouri, Arkansas, they're welcome to come.
Oh, we love to have them. The theme when we started, this was important to me, is that we wanted to have a cattle show for cattle people. And we wanted to treat them like we wanted to be treated when we go somewhere and show.
Free parking. Free admittance. We got plenty of parking.
we got huge parking lots here, and you know, it's a little nippy out there today. You may have to walk through a little wind, but we've got lots of barns. The yard cattle, as we would call them, the pen cattle and the carload cattle are under roof. They're easy to look at, very comfortable. You need to bring a jacket, but it's very comfortable, and lots of places to eat, lots of places to have a drink, and so it's very welcoming.
I know you're busy. You've got some Herefords to show, I think, in the carload.
Yeah.
Tell us about the pen and the carload shows.
You know, the pen and the carload show is a big deal to me. I love it because it's where you take a group of bulls and you want them uniform. The EPDs are very, very important. The phenotype's very important. And you show them as a group, 3, 5, or in the case of a carload, 8 head. And so it's something the Herefords are going on right now. They show both heifers and bulls. A lot of economics, a lot of those cattle trade hands in terms of private treaty sales, but then a lot of them will go back and be the feature bulls in that ranch's spring bull sale. And so the pen and carload show is something that's very near and dear to me, and it's something that we have a great venue for here.
Gerald, thank you so much for your time. Good luck today in the show ring.
Okay, we'll need it. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it so much. Gerald Callahan with us today. He is the chairman of the Cattlemen's Congress Board of Directors, helping put on this second annual Cattlemen's Congress, now underway.